back to Marketing Sucks. And what sucks this week is not having effective hooks. So we are going to keep this one short and sweet. And what I really want to talk about is, I'm just getting comfy on this couch. Here we go. What I really want to talk about is like what makes a good hook, why we should use hooks in our content, and some ways for you to know if you've nailed that piece of content and what are some of those indicators. So let's just dive right in. So we're going to talk about what an actual hook is. So a hook is something that hooks you in. Very, very simple, very, very easy to understand, right? But for some reason, we keep fucking it up in our marketing. So what a hook is going to do and how you know it's working is it's going to grab our attention. It's going to stop the scroll. A hook can also be in your email marketing. Like it could be the subject line that makes somebody physically open that email. So we don't want to just keep it limited to video content, but obviously that's what most people are asking about for hooks anyway. So I guess we'll focus on the video side, but I want you to know that all of the stuff that we talk about today can be for any type of piece of marketing or copy. So when we think about a hook, we usually think about something that is scroll stopping, that is text or video. It also can be audio, what you're saying. So we really want to look at how effective our hooks are and how we can change them and make them better. So the effectiveness really lies in its ability to resonate with your audience. So is it relevant? Is what you're trying to say actually something that they care about? That's really important. And it should, at the end of the day, it should make your audience want to engage in the conversation. And if it's not doing that, then you don't have a good hook. I'm sorry. So it's not just about like the likes and how many views you get, right? Like if we're making show-stopping content, then we want to make sure that that content actually is contributing to a conversation. So I want to hop into why you should use hooks. A lot of people don't like hooks. They think it's gimmicky, but there are a lot of reasons why we can use them and should use them to help our content get pushed out farther. So number one, it is attention grabbing. We know what a good hook is. It stops you in your tracks. It makes you stop. It makes you go and explore more of what's on that page, right? And that's really the goal here, is that it is attention grabbing. So it's going to make people want to engage. And that's really important because we know that that engagement from past episodes is what's going to help push our content out farther. Number two, reasons why, it sparks curiosity. It helps you contribute to a conversation, and it's not just about consumption, right? Like we live in a world where content has become a lot about consumption. Like watch somebody who's on social media and they are physically like just scrolling, 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 scrolling. It's so fast, right? Like their fingers going like a mile a minute. And so when we have that piece of content that stops somebody in their tracks and it's compelling enough, it's no longer about consumption. It should be about having them be a part of a conversation, have them spread the message of whatever it is that you are sharing, and at the end of the day, ultimately have people feel seen and heard. And then you know you've had a really good impact there, right? And that was all because of that hook. So was it the video that stopped them? Was it the text that stopped them? Did you have something really compelling to say? Was it the audio? So we want to keep that in mind. Number three is connection and reach. So it adds, hooks add like personality. It helps boost your content. And honestly, it gives you a recognizable style if you do it right. So if you find a style that works, that's actually stopping people all the time and your hooks are fantastic and you can use that and capitalize off it, like good for you. Like there are a lot of accounts out there that do this really, really well. And you know, it's them, like, you know, who is coming across your screen when you see certain images or certain graphics or certain audio, certain texts, and those hooks are because of it, right? It made you stop. And then you start to go down like the rabbit hole and consume all their content. But more importantly, it helps you to engage with that content and it's creating the conversation. And that should be really the goal of all pieces of content. So how do we know if we have nailed our hook? We will know because it is relevant. Okay. So it will be shared. It will be spoken about. There will be a conversation happening. Your comments should be wild. You should be able to take all those comments and make more content out of it. And it's because you know who you're talking to. So I'm not going to, I don't know, walk into a very corporate business meeting and start talking about my kids. I don't know, maybe I would actually. I'm going to be, you know, I guess actually we can use my two accounts, right? So I have my That Toronto Mom account, obviously motherhood, travel, and all things funny and the shit show of motherhood. And then I have my Grind Social account, which is all things marketing and the shit show of business. So I'm not going to post on my personal account about my business in a sense of like marketing tips and what I do here, right? Because that would not be relevant for that audience that I built. And just like I wouldn't post a ton of mom-based content on my Grind Social account because that's not the audience that I've built there. And so if I know who I'm talking to and I keep those hooks relevant to the audience and I really, really dig deep and I really figure out exactly what it is that they need to hear in that moment or an opinion that I want to drop and see who else feels that way, I'll know that it's landed because it was relevant to them. So it's really important at this point to understand who our audience is, right? Because if we're just making content and we don't know who we're speaking to, then it's a complete and utter waste of time. The next way you know that you've nailed the hook is that it leaves them wanting more. So it's they want to go and actually consume even more. So they're going to your other reels or your other pieces of content or onto your website and they're engaging in other ways. They're sending a DM, they're commenting. So all of that, you know that you've done a good job, that you had a really effective hook. And the third way that you know that you've nailed your hook is that it's short and sweet. It's to the point. This isn't like a, hey guys, hopping on here to tell you how I feel about blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. That's nonsense. That's not a hook. That's just like a long-winded introduction that's really old school and you should just stop that if you're still doing that. What we want is I like to challenge clients with seven words or less. Like say what you want to say in seven words or less. Like how do we make it really, really, really catchy? And how do we kind of edit ourselves so that we can help people like stop and consume more of our content? That's really what it's about. So we want to be short, sweet, to the point, be funny, be honest, be raw, be authentic, be a little controversial, like whatever it is, however you feel that your audience will receive that information the best because it's relevant to who they are and the community that you have built. That is what we're going to go with. But we have to also make sure it's short and sweet because nobody's got time to listen to long-winded stuff. So on that note, we are keeping this episode super short. That is what April is about. It's about effortless. It's about easy. It's about short freaking episodes when I am speaking by myself because we got things to do and places to be. So what I want you to do for your action item is we've actually decided to give you guys 50 hooks to get you started. So these are great hooks. These are things that are going to help your content stop the scroll. Oh my God. You know what? Don't edit any of this out. I want everybody to hear how tired I am today. So it's going to help you stop second guessing what it is that you have to say in your content. And so it'll be kind of like fill in the blank style so that you can take any industry and use these hooks and make them relevant. So what I would like for you to do for your action item is to head to the show notes as soon as this episode is ended, download the free 50 hooks to get you started. And then I just want you to start creating, have some fun with it, use some B-roll, use whatever it is that you have there to make it easy and effortless and clean and fun. And that's it. So happy hooking. Am I allowed to say that? I hope you guys have a great week and tune in till next time.